Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Our next guest is Julie Fingers. You might remember her name. She wrote for The Chronicle, The New York Times, The Huffington Post. She has a brand new book called Stay, A Story of Family, Love, and Other Traumas, coming out from Roman and Littlefield Press on October 15th. And Julie will be in her native Marin with our old friends over at Book Passage in Corte Madera on October 19th. Julie, welcome to the show. And I know this is a an experience of family, but having grown children with long-term health issues as well, when did you decide that, you know what, there's a book here?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be here. You know, I think it became a book when I started having my own personal secret private crisis when my daughter was a senior in high school, and it felt like there was something going on that had something to do with the whole trajectory of my life, but it was coming out through my daughter leaving for college, which, you know, a lot of us, I don't know if your kids are how grown they are, but that's like a very fraught time for parents, and kids were supposed to be like very happy for them, but it's a very, it's, there's a certain grief to it too. And when my daughter, when our daughter left for college, we took her, and on drop-off weekend, she got sick with what we thought was gastroenteritis, which was going on. And long story short, it ended up being a severe chronic illness. And that experience of her leaving home and this sort of time where we're supposed to be letting go at the exact same time where she had always been very healthy, but suddenly she had this new bizarre alternative reality / identity as someone who suddenly had a chronic illness. I think that's when it became clear that, like, my past was kind of dancing with my present and my parenting, and I sort of needed to write my way out through that. So that's a long answer, but it's just so, I think it's like a lot of memoirs where people begin and they just are trying, you know how people are like, oh, I wrote this book to help other people? Do you know how people say that?
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, that was not true. For me, it was sort of like, I need to understand what is going on here as a parent, as a person, as a woman. And then from there, it just kind of like unfolded. And it became a story just about how we love without losing ourselves, how we parent in a way that doesn't hurt our kids, and like what is the line between helping them and hurting them, and also just kind of the cost of our past on our present and how it shapes our future, and sort of that line in midlife where we figure out how those things all come together.
Well, speaking of your past, what's the "what happened to Danny" phrase that you would use?
So that was, Danny was my little brother, and I grew up in Kansas City, and what happened was we went from being this like really happy, healthy family to him suddenly retreating. And he was 14, and we thought it was a phase, and you know, back then there was no real language around depression, and so we just sort of, our instinct was to keep that private. And what ended up happening was that was sort of the beginning of a 14-year odyssey into his depression that no one really had the, you know, back then there wasn't the resources we have today to diagnose it, right? And so he ultimately succumbed to that. And it was something my family, it wasn't that we kept him a secret. It was that we I think in our minds, we always thought he was going to get better. And I think that that is so true for when we have loved ones who are struggling. I think a lot of times, especially in a society where it's all about Instagram and what it looks like, that we tend to kind of keep these things private because it doesn't really go with our brand. But I think that, you know, the older many of us get, the more we understand that, like, brands don't really work when it comes. It might work for, like, Coke, but it doesn't really work for people because our lives are just too complex. One thing.
So this book, it's both stories. It's about your brother as well as the daughter, or it's all one? And what is your part in it? I mean, if I walk away after reading this book, how will I see you?
So it's an interesting thing because, you know, you're supposed, you know how you're supposed to have, like, the 1 minute, what you're supposed to have, like, the 3-line elevator pitch for your book. So that's just always been a challenge for me. It's sort of a marketing challenge, and it, like, speaks to, like, how I think universal the book is that I somehow got it published, because I still have trouble answering that question. But I think, so basically, this is a book about three stories. It is a story of my brother and a window into the inner life of our family as he became ill, and my role as a sister in trying to help him. And then 30 years later, my story, on the brink of midlife, kind of in that cliched moment of the midlife crisis. I had stayed home with our kids for the most part. I had abandoned my career, like many women in my generation did, because the messaging of our kids are young once, and if our paycheck wasn't going to be covering childcare, it felt like an indulgence to stick with our careers. So many of us stayed home, and that was a joy and a privilege if we could do that. But the problem, and this is again my story, is that in midlife, your kids are on, if things go well, they leave. And for many of us in midlife, we had kind of left ourselves behind on some level. And for me specifically, that was as a writer. So I had not written for like 3 decades, really. And I'd always thought that would be my destiny, and I just never really did that. And so I think that what happened was the kind of intersection of all these stories just came about, and my daughter got sick, and it started pulling me back into my past and brought me to a sense of clarity about, you know, how hiding doesn't work and how we need to find our own path forward. So it's a story, I think, about finding creativity again and finding the selves we were from our past, and also the tension women face between their primal desire and society's pressure on us to nurture others, and how that kind of interacts with our drive for personal identity.
Last question for you. We just have like a minute, but
a lot of times
caregivers, and sometimes they get into the Munchausens, they have to keep the person sick, or you almost become like this Stockholm syndrome where I need that sick person in my life. You know, like, did you go through any of that?
Thanks for pointing that out. I think that's one of the big questions that I explore in the book. And I think that we as people explore, which is that, When are we taking care of people, the people we love, like the line between helping them and actually just needing to be needed, and the cost of that to them and to us,
and almost infantilizing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just like a really, like, this is like a little book. I'm kind of a nobody. But I think the fact that it's gotten reviews from, like, you know, Anne Lamott and Gretchen Rubin and these people I've just, like, loved and worshipped my whole life, is not a testament necessarily to, like, me. It's a testament, I mean, I'd like to believe it is a little bit, but it's just about, it's really a story about life, and life doesn't fit into an elevator pitch. So I think it's just speaking to, like, a lot of parts of ourselves and how we answer the call of our life.
Well, the book is entitled Stay, A Story of Family, Love, and Other Traumas, Roman and Littlefield Press. It'll be available here in a couple days on the 15th. And we've been speaking with the veteran writer, Julie Fingers. Julie, thank you for coming on and sharing this
with us. Thank you, Julie. Good luck with it. It sounds like I smell a movie, Julie.
Oh, God, I don't know. Just trying to keep up with, like, the technical difficulties of it all. You guys, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And it's what a great show. It's an honor to be on it with you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Jan, that was pretty deep. Let's get a little light with your buddy Stan Bunger on the other side.
Stan Bunger. We're going to talk about one of the great sports legends
all right.
of all time.
Bay Area legend. Come on back.